Good afternoon. I'm Megan Weedock, Managing Editor of Security Products Magazine. It's the second day of the As Is show here in Atlanta, and I'm here at the Tyco booth with Patrick Sebalvado, General Manager of Retail Video Products for American Dynamics, Paul Sebedics, Director of Business Development for American Dynamics, Chuck Hutzler, Vice President of Research and Development for American Dynamics, and Don Lyman, Vice President and General Manager of Tyco International's Access Control and Video Systems. Thanks for having me, guys. Don, we'll start with you. What was the impetus behind the two acquisitions you've made this year?
Yeah. What really drove our acquisitions was the way technology's been evolving. Right now, there's the capability to see more with much more powerful cameras, transport more video, capture more video. But at the same time, when you have all of this, customers want to be able to make more sense of it. So two key building blocks for us to enable that were, one, to have a complete IP video solution. And the acquisition of Trident Tech gave us a differentiated software-only network video recorder that really becomes the basis, almost the center point for our IP solution, which in turn enables a lot of the other elements that we add to the solution, like megapixel cameras, and even helps enable more powerful analytics. So I would look at the Trident Tech acquisition as a building block almost for the infrastructure of the solutions we're going to be offering. Then we looked again at this mountain of information that's building up for our customers, and we said we've got to help them make sense of it. And that's where IntelliVid fit in. What IntelliVid lets you do is look at all the data, the video data that's being captured in a retail environment, and make sense of it and utilize it to cut down on loss and trace and analyze and study customer behavior. So what we're doing here is taking all this powerful technology and really making it useful for our customers, rather than just saying, well, it's getting more and more powerful, you have more and more data, and you go figure it out. We're trying to offer them, enable them to make sense of it.
Okay, sounds good. Paul and Patrick, what are some of the benefits customers will see as a result of these acquisitions?
From the IP standpoint, Trident was very well positioned in networking and storage marketplace. The benefit to the AD acquisition of Trident's assets is the ability of taking the installed base of Intellect's customers, which are in the hundreds of thousands, and really giving them a path to upgrade into the latest and greatest technology, which tends to fall to this IP or this paradigm shift towards IP-based technologies. So we really provide this IT-savvy network foundation for the management of IP devices on the network, while allowing the convergence of technologies such as video analytics, access control, all to flow towards the center of this video product. And I'm sure Patrick can explain a little bit more as far as how his product is used in the analytics for, again, as Don Lyman explained, the ability of how do you manage and access all of this data.
With this acquisition, we can work together with the Tyco team and work together with other products in the portfolio to present to the customer an end-to-end solution that is well integrated and really enables them to navigate at what is actually something of a confusing time with IT physical security convergence taking place, this transition from analog to IP and now to analytics. So we're very excited to be working with Tyco on this. There's a great set of products for us to integrate with and just bring more and more synergistic value to our customers.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. Now, Chuck, I'm going to turn to you. How are the two new solutions different from others like them on the market?
Well, we evaluated many, many vendors as we went through our due diligence, and the technology was really the key for us, technology and people. And both acquisitions really gave us some unique technology. In the case of Trident Tech, they have what we call a network appliance. They use a Linux kernel approach to the design, which makes their operation very, very efficient. It's easy to install. You take a CD, you put it into the disk drive or a DVD, and in a matter of a minute, the system boots up, shuts down most of the ports, and turns it into an appliance, which makes it very impervious to denial of service attacks and things of that nature. So the product is very cost effective. It's very easy to support. It's very powerful from the standpoint of being impervious to those attacks on the network, and makes it very easy to maintain, very easy to support for an IT department. They also have some very unique write to disk capabilities, which makes their very efficient ways of using the storage. So we found some very unique technology as well as very good people for that acquisition. Now, on if I switch to IntelliVid real quickly, we were looking for analytics capabilities, but what we were really interested and what drew us to IntelliVid was they had analytics with a twist, I'll call it. They're not the traditional security analytics that you would see. They have the same underlying science, so the analytics capabilities in a security setting, a loitering application in a retail setting would be a lingering application, somebody staying around an end cap and basically wanting to know how long they stay around that product and do they show interest in purchasing that product. So they had the same underlying science of video analytics, but they applied it in a way that addresses the real workflows and the problems that retail customers have every day. So they had that very unique capability. And then on top of that, they had computer-aided tracking, which really was very interesting to us because we see the application clearly in retail to be able to track a person of interest through a store and monitor what they're doing in that store. And at the same time, we see that technology as being extensible to other verticals, such as gaming, where you might want to track somebody through a casino. So it was some of those unique capabilities that each of them brought to the table that really drew us to them over some other capabilities.
Don, I'm going to come back to you for this final question. What's next on the horizon for your business?
Well, partly what we want to do in the next year is fully integrate all the acquisitions with our product line. And also we're looking at the market for other technology to add that complements what we already have today. So we're still looking at some of the emerging technologies. We're looking at acquisitions in the access control area, more in adjacent technologies. And at the same time, we're continuing to invest a tremendous amount in our own R&D. Our R&D has been growing high double digits the last few years and percentage increases in investment, and we expect to keep that up. And at the same time, our team has been enhanced not only by the new products, but as Chuck said, by all the great people we've added with these acquisitions.
Okay, I think that about wraps it up. Thank you all for your time, and thank you for that great information.
Thanks. Thank you.